Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I think if people look into their heart and what their intention is, if we examine our intention, is it my intention to protect someone, not to cause them to think about it, to sit on the, what I call the planes of life, you know, the not going too deep, not going to, you know, dig in, don't want to bring it up. If they sit there, what they need to realize is they're actually causing more harm to families who feel alone, who feel like they have leprosy or AIDS or, you know, now the Ebola. They avoid me. They avoid the fact that it's my baby's birthday coming up. I mean, no matter when or how that baby died, whether it's SIDS or stillbirth or neonatal death or a miscarriage or any other kind of, you know, infant loss, what they need to realize is that we're all parents. Will always be the parent of that child, and we love to hear their name, and we wait for someone to bring it up to us. And if it's a bad moment, we might cry, or we might say, oh, not now, but don't be afraid of those tears, because when you love somebody, of course, you're going to have those sad kinds of reactions, but it doesn't mean don't talk about it. It just means I'm feeling right now, and oh, it's, you know, even though it might be hard, it can be beautiful because we can have a conversation and say that child's name out loud. So if the intention is let's not keep them lonely and let's not pretend that they don't have a child, and then we flip it and we say, okay, well, how can I bring it up in a way that helps them to know I care? And using the I part of what I just said is a better way to do it. I've been thinking about you and Brennan. I know his birthday's coming up sometime. I don't remember the date, but, you know, sometime in November. And do you feel like talking about him? Or is there anything you've been thinking of lately that you might want to share with me? And it's really starting a conversation and allowing that person to say yes, or to say, oh, no, not right now, but thank you for thinking of him. Or, you know, how are your kids doing since their brother Benji died? You know, asking a question about life. Have you been getting enough support? I've heard of some resources lately, and I know, I just was thinking about you. Do you get enough support, or could I share some resources with you? You know, it's like being kind, being compassionate, asking, as you say, open-ended questions, and allowing the bereaved to say, you know, I would love to talk with you about that. I'm running out the door. Could we have tea? You know, what about in the next few days? It's hard to be the bereaved and say, call up someone and say, oh, I'm really missing my baby right now, or my child, you know, older child, whatever. The loss might be my husband. Do you want to talk? That just does not happen too often. It really takes their family and friends and caring church community to take the first step sometimes.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.